Hey everybody, it's Ricky with Everyday Woodworking. Today we have a quick word of encouragement on knowing yourself. Hey everyone, I'm Ricky Fitzpatrick with Everyday Woodworking, your podcast home for tips, tricks, and advice to help you make the most of your woodworking time and money every day. Well, hello, everybody. It's Ricky with Everyday Woodworking. Thank you for being here. Wow, we have not posted an episode in quite a while. We have just been covered up with our woodworking business here at Apple Valley Farm. But I wanted to make sure that I jumped back into the game here and started posting some stuff. I was really waiting for an opportunity to put together the episode that I wanted to, but I figured the best way is just to jump right back in. So I am jumping back into it. We are getting ready to head out on a job today, but I wanted to fire off a quick word of encouragement for you about knowing yourself. And I want to start off with a quote. If you don't understand your process, then you reduce your chance of success. Let me say that again. If you don't understand your process, then you reduce your chance of success. Now, we all have things that need to be done. I mean, we've got responsibilities. We have orders to get out. Like if you're a business owner, you have orders to get out. You just have things that have to be done. It doesn't matter if you're a business owner, if you're a woodworker, I mean, or if you're a teacher, a doctor, a mechanic, a student. But some of us crave consistency in that process. Some of us crave spontaneity. And there's a difference, and it's critical that you know which of those you are if you want to get things done that need to be done. You need to understand who you are so you can better adapt to or understand your process so you increase your chances of success. So as I said, it's critical that you know which of these two things you are, consistency or spontaneity. Because if you don't, you're going to spend your whole life inefficient, unproductive, and relying on just pure willpower to get you through. So which of these two are you? Well, if you are someone who craves consistency, chances are you're someone that likes things like you want everything to be in order, you like structure, you really like schedules and planning. Maybe you're the kind of person that when you put something new together, you read the instructions or you follow the plans. Now, if you're somebody that likes spontaneity, you may lean more towards creativity or an artistic endeavor. You like something new. You like an adventure. You rely heavily on emotions and feeling. You love the thrill of the unknown. So if you understand which of these you are, then you can tailor your work or your life, your job, your schedule accordingly. So me, and I think this encompasses most of us, me, I suck at consistency. Some people are born for it. They thrive on that. And God bless them because I'm not one of them. But, and my point here is, if you see that as what we should be, but that's not how you're built, then you're going to always be at odds with yourself trying to be something that you're not. Me, I know I suck at consistency. I'm not the guy that you put on a machine and say, hey, do steps A, B, and C, and then come back 15 years later and I'm still doing it. I would never make it at that. I'm not built for that. I suck at consistency. So I know in my business, here in the woodworking business, I need to focus my attention on custom projects. That keeps me moving. It keeps me hopping. When it comes to mass production, when I have a bunch of people order a bunch of things, it's exciting. And yes, sometimes that pays the bills. And sometimes that is what it takes. And we have to get those things done. but I am not good at that. I'm better at custom, artistic, off-the-cuff, pulling-it-out-of-the-air projects. I'm great at that, but I'm not good at making 1,000 of this thing. So I know I need to limit my orders to my short-term activity, and in a sense, I plan not to plan. Does that make sense? I plan not to plan. And if you're like I am, then maybe some of these things can help you. I'm not going to get too deep into it because I wanted this to be a short, quick word of encouragement for us to start our day. And I hope that that is exactly what this will be. And I hope it has been that for you. And if we want to get into some more detail on this, then we can. You can let me know. You can leave comments, send me questions, get in touch with me. Let me know what you think, what you suggest, maybe something that you think maybe we need to correct or do differently. I would love to get your feedback on that. I would love to see what you think about this word of encouragement. Hey, as always, thank you guys for joining us. And if you like this, please join us on a regular basis. Subscribe to the podcast. We would love to have you here as a part of our family. We have more stuff like this happening all the time. Everyday Woodworking is a mix of woodworking tips, maybe tool reviews. We have some industry-related interviews. And then with things like this, thoughts on work and our craft, and also on life in general. So thank you again for being here. I hope this was helpful for you, and I hope you have a great day, and I will see you next time right here on Everyday Woodworking.